Britain's new leader, the successor in waiting, still slightly in waiting, Theresa May, because while Cameron told Parliament that Britain after Brexit should try and be as close to the EU as we can be, Theresa May has firmly said that Brexit means Brexit, and also that she could not guarantee the status of EU nationals living in the UK once the Brexit comes into effect. Now, one person here in France who's deeply concerned by this question is the French Socialist Senator Hélène Conway-Mouret. She's also in charge of French citizens abroad. Thanks for joining us, Hélène. A reaction perhaps first to Theresa May as a leader, the second female leader since Margaret Thatcher. What do you make of her?
Well, I'm delighted that such a great country as the UK will be led by two women, the Queen and Theresa May. I think it's a good thing maybe for the country. I am very close to Bernard Cazeneuve, who is our own Home Secretary, who has been working for the past few years with Theresa May and only has good things to say about her, her competences, the way she approaches the topic of the migrants, the work that was done by the intelligence services and so on. So she has competences. She is clear in what she says, I think. And I think what people need in the UK and everywhere in Europe is politicians who tell the truth, and I think it will be a good thing. So looking forward to having her at the head of the country and at the head of the negotiations that are going to open very soon.
Yeah, but she is indeed taking a tough line on the question of immigration, and you know she's promising that well there's going to be tougher measures taken on who can come into the UK post Brexit. That's something that will affect, for example, the huge French community in London in particular, because we're talking about EU nationals, not just non-EU nationals. So as someone who represents the French living in the UK, among other countries, what are you? How do you read that? What are you hoping might be Theresa May's stance on French nationals living in the UK?
Well, first of all, I think she has no choice. There was a majority that voted for the Brexit, so she needs to respect the vote of the majority. So she has a very deeply divided country and deeply divided party to reunite. So that's the hard line that she has to take in kind of saying that, well, you know, she has heard what the people have said, and now she's going to work on it. Now, the result, of course, is that our French community, and there's over 300,000 French people living in the UK, has been very hard. Most of them love the country. They've been there for a good few years. A lot of them have married and set up families. And they have taken that as a rejection of what they are. Of course, they are immigrants. But it's something that one forgets when one lives for a while in the country and adopts the way of life and so on. So all the messages I've got, because I've, you know, it was my own constituency for over 20 years, so I've a lot of links there. Is the sense of rejection that is very hard for them to live with. Some of them have already decided that they will come back to France or move somewhere else. Others have decided that because their families are there, that they will take up British citizenship or nationality anyway. And others are just, you know, wondering what they're going to do. But it's been a very hard blow to them.
Sure.
On a personal basis, because they feel rejected when they felt they were there to make a contribution and, you know, work. And a lot of them have good jobs. They're well qualified and so on. So sure. I think it's going to be a loss for the country.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to end it there. A time of great incertitude indeed for many French people living currently in the UK. Thank you, French Socialist Senator Hélène Conway-Mouret.